Hi, can I speak to Penny, please?
This is Penny.
Hi, Miss Elgis?
Uh-huh.
Sorry to bother you. My name is Jeffrey Hill, and I was calling you because I was reading some stuff about you on the internet. It was about from 9/11 when you were at the Pentagon.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, I was reading a thing, it was on the Smithsonian website, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And it was talking about how you seen the plane.
Right.
Coming across.
Right.
Like, how far away were you from it?
There was a lamppost that the tail of the plane hit, and it broke and scattered stuff right underneath it, and I was under that, the street light.
So you were, like, pretty close to, like, you could...
For the plane? Oh, I would say, no, I couldn't, like, touch it or anything. It wasn't that low.
And, like... Was it, like, coming in straight, like, across the
well,
like, was it really low, like, just...
Yeah, it was really low. I thought it was actually going to hit the gas station when it just skimmed. The wing just came over the top of the roof of the gas station across the street. I thought it was actually going to hit it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And I was reading when you were saying how you seen it hit the Pentagon, and you said it kind of just like melted into the building.
Yeah. Well, you have to remember that what I watched happened so fast that probably was happening almost faster than my mind could process it. But it just slid in because of slow motion. It didn't seem jarring. It didn't seem slammed. By the time it was just.
Like, it went all the way in, even the tail and everything?
Oh, no. Just when it got to about the wings, I think, then there was an explosion. It was just all black smoke. I just saw the first part of it slide in.
Oh, so about when the wings touched it, that's when the explosion started about?
Well, I think that's about the time, yeah.
Well, I guess, yeah, it would be pretty fast, but I mean... But, like, did you stop and go look or anything, or did you just...
Oh, my goodness, no. You know, everybody says that you have two reactions, or one of two reactions. One is fight, and one is flight. Well, I'm a flight person, and I didn't want anyone near that. I wanted to get away as far away as I could.
And did you hear the plane coming in from before you...
Even now, I never, ever had any recognition of sound, none. So I was so overwhelmed by the visual that I don't remember any sound, and I don't remember any air movement, wind, any of that, only just the visual. That's all.
So you never, like, there was no sound that caught your attention to turn and look to see a plane or anything? You just kind of saw it as it passed by your, like...
I don't know if I saw the sound, heard the sound, or what caused me to look out my driver's side window, because it was not a normal direction to look at all because of my attention being headed, forward and to the right around the turn around the Pentagon, but I had never looked in that direction before that I can recall, because I never knew there was even a gas station across the street.
That would be like that Citgo gas station, I guess?
Yeah, a real short, squatty thing. But nothing about not, I don't remember any of the junk falling. My mind, my attention was totally captured on what I saw. That was all. And don't remember any sounds at all.
Do you remember what...
Sure, it was noisy. I'm sure. I mean, it was a jet, for crying out loud, right over the...
Well, that's kind of...
There's no way there could not be sound, only my whole being was focused on what my eyes were taking in.
What's strange is I talked to people that saw the planes at the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people that said it flew, like, almost right over their head, and they don't remember hearing a sound either.
Is that right?
Yeah, which I thought was kind of strange.
Well, I think once your mind is processing at that kind of speed, because I read somewhere that, that it was going, like, I don't know, 300-400 miles an hour. I saw it in when I first saw it, I thought I saw it in smooth motion, but I realized later when I was describing it to people, I would say, I saw it over the gas station, I saw it over the grass, I saw it right in front of me, I saw it hit the building. And I realized I was describing like four shots of it, four scenes, like it was under a strobe light or something, you know, that boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. That my mind tied it all together, but when I would describe it to people, that's how I found myself saying it. I saw it there, I saw it here, I saw it here, I saw it there.
And you saw it just like going across the lawn and just skimming across the lawn?
No, it was above the grass. So my eyes picked up over the gas station, kind of freeze frame.
And that's where you said the wing almost hit the roof of the gas station?
I thought it was going to hit the roof of the gas station. That was my first recollection of it, and I didn't see the whole plane. When I first looked at it, I saw the windshield and the nose cone, and those things just grabbed my attention, and it was like right there over the gas station. So it was like, whoa. Then, everything happened so fast, but then the next thing my mind picked up, it was already had moved enough to be over the grass, headed over the road, but still to my left. And then the next thing, it's like right in front of me, above the cars, and just, my mind just took in the midsection, not the whole plane. I didn't see like tails, and I just saw the midsection where the windows were, the wings, and I saw one wing straight at me, and the back wing I saw from under the plane because it wobbled, it tipped one towards that other wing, the far wing, just tipped enough, and then the next view was just of it boring into the Pentagon.
Like, how high up would you say it was? Like, say, just a few feet, maybe? Like, 10
no,
feet?
No, I'm guessing probably it was maybe, my house is like 20, that maybe 40, 50 feet, something like that.
Yeah, and it was like in a level trajectory?
I would say it was level, except that I remember very specifically at one time seeing the wing tip, the closest one to me, and then seeing under the plane the wing tip of the other one. Like, so it must have been rocking like crazy for me to have picked up that other wing tip.
Well, I see, so it would have had to slant to be able to get that view of the wing.
Right. But, I'm like,
it never touched.
I didn't see the rest of the plane. I just, that chunk that was right in my line of sight at that point was those two wings. And because I saw one wing and then, the underbelly and the other wing just as barely at the other, there must have been some real wobbly rocking.
And, like, it didn't hit the grass or anything.
No.
Because there's some...
No, afterwards I got pretty ill thinking how it could have skimmed all the cars and just took us all out with it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that would be kind of a scary thought. But, like, you didn't see, like, were you there, like, after it hit and there was the explosion and everything, did you see, like, wreckage and stuff?
No, here's what happened. As soon as it hit, we like all jumped out of our cars and were running around and everything, and everybody was kind of a little bit in shock. I was just like, all I wanted was out of there, and for some reason in my mind, I thought there was another plane coming because I had been listening to the radio and I knew there was two in New York. So I'm like wanting out of there, just out of there, and I don't have a sense of the time, except that I know I jumped out of the car, I talked to a young lady in the car in front, I got back in the car, I tried to move the car forward and backward, but there was all these cars all around me, so I couldn't move, and then a military guy yells at everybody, and yells, "Get back in your cars," really just bellers at everybody, and everybody jumps back in their cars, and then they start yelling, "Go, go, go, go," and I was ready. I mean, like, before anybody else was really moving, I was working my way across all those lanes to get out of there. And I did not want to go straight, because that was the direction of the White House, which is right near where I worked. So somehow I managed to push my way across all the lanes and get into the Pentagon parking lot. I remember looking over there, and the alarms had gone off at the Pentagon, but immediately as the alarms went off at the Pentagon, people were just strolling out of the doors, thinking it was just some, fire drill.
Yeah.
And when they got far enough to look over their shoulders, they would scatter like ants because all of a sudden they realized what happened, and they would either go running away from the building or running towards the building. And I remembered seeing lots of men in uniforms running towards the building. But you really couldn't see wreckage or anything because it was such a black smoke just filled the area.
Like, were you still there when those first fire trucks got there?
I heard the trucks, but I don't remember seeing the fire trucks. I remember only seeing the fire trucks on the television. But no, the traffic was really pretty balled up. So I don't know how the trucks got there. I do remember I was just pretty much in shock by then.
Yeah.
And so when I was driving away, I kept remembering that my car was shaking really bad, but I thought that that it was not in gear, that it was like in first gear. But at one point I looked down and saw I was doing 80 miles an hour. And I thought I was doing like 10 or 20 miles an hour. So, I mean, like it was adrenaline going. So, it's not a real good, I mean, I just was picking up some information, but my mind was just flooded with adrenaline.
You didn't notice, like you didn't see the hole that was there after the plane hit?
No, I was on smoke.
Yeah.
There was nothing I could see when the plane, when the wings hit the wall, it was black smoke, just billows and billows and billows of black smoke. And frankly, I didn't look back after that. When I cut across the traffic into the Pentagon parking lot, took a sharp right, and went underneath the road that I had been on to turn around, it was behind me. I never looked back.
And, like, have you ever, saw anything, like, on the internet or anything about all the stuff people talk about 9/11?
No, that's like the last thing I wanted to do. That took me a while to recover from that.
Oh, yeah?
For about 6 months, I couldn't just... If I heard a plane, for about 6 months, I had to get in the building. I couldn't stay outside. So, yeah, it took me a while to get over that.
And you said you saw it hit one of the light poles?
No, I didn't see it hit. I heard on the news that it hit a light pole, but that's how I ended up with a piece of the plane. Is that it clipped the pole, the tail. That was actually the tail that I turned into the Smithsonian, a piece of the tail.
Yeah, I seen that little piece. It looked like a white, like kind of like a...
It looked like the gel coat finish on like an Indy 5, the Indy 500 cars, that lightweight fiber. It wasn't fiberglass, they told me, but it looked kind of like, to me, like a piece of fiberglass. Was not metal.
And that kind of, what I was reading, it fell into your car?
Well, that's what they said, but that's not what happened.
You just picked it up, or?
I picked it up. In all of it, when a young lady up ahead of us, I don't know, she was in her 20s or something, started freaking and running over to me screaming, "What do we do? What do we do?" I said, "I don't know. There's like no traffic moving. She started to cry and unravel. I said, "You can come sit in my car." Except that my car in the front seat was full of stuff. I was taking things for a party to work. And so I got out of my car and started throwing things into the back seat. And I was dropping things, and I was picking up things, and I was throwing things. And one of the things I picked up was junk from the ground, and the piece of the plane must have been a piece of it. At the time, I didn't notice, but my mind started processing things as I was driving home, and I realized what was in the back seat, and I started to sort of have this, I don't know, panic attack or something, and I started to race as if I could outdrive it, like drive away from it, and it was in the back seat. There was a lot of stuff about that day that didn't make a lot of sense.
Where did you pick it up from, on the road, or?
Yeah, it was right there on the road. I remember driving away and feeling crunch under me as if it was gravel or something. I didn't know that a light post had been hit. I didn't know any of that until later.
You didn't see any posts falling down or anything?
There was big hunk of metal, which I assume is the ring that held the glass up there. But it looked to me like a big circle with two pins in it, of metal, but I didn't care because I was driving home, whether it was on the rims or whatever. I didn't care what it was, and I just let it run.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really taking in any of that. That was just like a fleeting glance. My focus was on the cars in front of me and how to get out of there.
Like, do you remember what the plane looked like when you saw it?
What looked like?
The plane?
The plane?
Like, could you see colors and everything on it?
All I could see was I did see the stripes, but I did not connect with a commercial plane at all. I only, when I saw it, I saw, my mind took in portions of it. The windshield and the nose cone, I remember very vividly over the gas station, the red stripe. I remember that very specifically. I remember the plane shape in the distance as it came from, you know, halfway between the gas station and my car, which was over the grass on the way headed to the highway. I remember only the midsection, just as much as was in my straight line of sight of the strip of the plane with the two wings, with the one wing and then that little tip of a wing sticking out from the back when it rocked in that other direction, and a few of the windows in that line of view, and the stripes. I saw the color stripes, but not at all did I see an airline name or connect for myself what kind of plane it was or any of that. I just remembered seeing and knowing it was a plane. I didn't see the whole plane. When it was right in front of me, my mind took in only as if you had put a big plane up there and just tore the paper in the middle, and I just saw that middle piece that was directly in front of me.
Like, do you remember the coloring that you saw? Or?
Yeah, I did see the red and the white, but I didn't connect. I don't remember seeing any blue, and the red, the white, and the silver, but I don't remember seeing anything else in terms of color or words or any of that. And I saw nobody in the window, because people asked me, did you see people standing in the window? I will tell you that friends told me from the Pentagon they could see the people just before, from looking straight in through the windshield.
Really?
They saw people standing up inside the plane when it hit.
And when right after it hit, there was people all running around by the, like...
Yes, yeah. I mean, shortly after it hit, people pulled it out, and the minute that they realized, and of course, that's the military, that's what they do best, they jump and do. So there was a lot of men and women that are trained for to jump into action the minute something like happens. They've trained all their life for it. The Pentagon is the place that's got so many commanders. So, there was a lot of activity after that.
And I imagine, like you said, like there was a lot of traffic on that highway where you were?
Well, it's normally always very, very crowded on the way to work. Yeah, because it's the road into the Pentagon. I mean, into the Washington, D.C., one of the roads.
And that was like what, right by, you were like right by the Citgo gas station, I guess, on the...
Right between. The gas station's on the left, the road's in the middle, and then the heliport just up ahead, and then the Pentagon. It's all lined up there.
So I imagine, like, there's a lot of people that say that there was no way that a plane hit that building. But from what you're saying, there was a lot of people that saw this?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Quite a few people saw this. People saw it coming from, I mean, at my office near the White House, there is a balcony. People were up on the roof because it was a beautiful day. People go up there to smoke. People saw it from everywhere. They didn't just see it, you know, hit the... I had talked to friends at church who were on the golf course, and it came... The Army-Navy golf course is along the highway, and it came really low and just sort of buzzed right above them, and one of the women was golfing. She said, oh, this is not good. This should not be there. And, you know, she heard the hit, mm-hmm. because, the plane zipped over her as she was playing golf that morning, but she knew it should never be in that line of flight.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty interesting, yeah. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
You're welcome, Jeffrey. Normally I don't, but I just was the whole time kind of waiting to see, because I've had enough contact from folks that think I'm like a nut job, and then it unravels into I have to hang up on them. But yes, it happened, and there are always going to be people who say it didn't happen. And we now have, you know, kids in second grade, 9/11's not even that, an item or an issue. It's behind them, but it was very real.
Yeah. Well, I won't take up any more time. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Helping me out with some questions. Bye.